Wonderful, gorgeous listeners and viewers. Welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul, brought to you by my friend Janet Groom and myself, Caroline Palmy. And today we will chat about autumn, fall, and sort of preparing for winter to come. And it's perfect, you know. November 1st, All Saints Day, is sort of in between the autumn equinox and the winter solstice. So we are already closer to winter. And I had a fabulous dog walk in fog, and it was so mystical. And I sort of loved it because, to be honest, autumn was my least favorite season for all my life. And I think finally this year I sort of like it. I love it. I enjoy even the foggy gray days. Welcome to autumn. Are you prepared for winter, Janet?
I'm not quite prepared for winter, but I'm getting there. But like you, funny enough, autumn was never my favorite time of year, except maybe when I lived in New England, when you had the going to see the fall and the colors were glorious and it was crisp but sunny and it was lovely. Here in the UK, it tends to be a little bit like you, grey, that sort of heavy dampness in the air. But this morning, like you, when I went for a walk, I just thought, you know, actually, it's not so bad. The sea was so calm. I mean, all the plants you can start to see are sort of like dying back now. And it has that sort of feeling of you want to wrap up. I am wrapped up here because I'm in my summer house and it's not the warmest. So I am getting ready. But yes, it's that feeling of starting to slide into winter where you sort of like want to sort of prepare for that period of like pause. And we see it in nature around us where things, as you say, are like the leaves are coming off the trees, the plants are dying back. And it's almost like we're ready to do the same thing, aren't we? We're just ready to sort of like slow down, take time, breathe, pause and enjoy the stillness that's around. Because this morning, that's one thing I noticed was how still it felt in the air and the sea, and just generally out for the walk this morning. It was very still, and that was very calming. It was very actually really hit home, that peacefulness. And I think that was important and a factor of the autumn that I've never really stopped to think about. So yes, what about autumn for you or fall?
Yeah, I mean, here in Switzerland, it's often gray. That's why I sort of don't like it. But after summer, you know, it was sort of when you have those really hot days. And I thought, oh, I'm so ready. I'm so ready for cooler temperatures. And then I was welcoming autumn. And I also love, you know, especially earlier in autumn, you know, you see the apples, the pears, you know, the harvest going on. And that's also about preparing for winter. I mean, yeah, nowadays we just go to the supermarket and we get everything. But 100 years ago, you had to prepare, you had to had it in the basement to store so you could have food, fresh food for the winter, or you cooked it in, or anything. So I love all that. And of course, the colors of the trees. And yeah, it's a time to let go, to let it just drop like leaves. And for me, I always use it as a let it go, just like the tree letting the leaves go. It doesn't, because some people have the feeling that letting go is like pushing it away, or you know, but it's just
Gentle.
like this, just opening up and let it go. And I love the trees and even those foggy things. And I always remember when I walk up the path and you can't really see much further. And I always feel that's how intuition and the guidance is. You sort of see the next step and then you take it and then you see a bit further. You only see sort of the next step, but it's really even though I think last week it was in that fog, you couldn't see much. And then I heard the tractor and I thought sort of, where is it? Where is it going? Where is it coming? That's sometimes you hear the noises and you can't even place it. It's really funny. And autumn, yeah, it's about bringing out the candles, having the nice wraps, a chimney fire, lovely tea, and all those. I love pumpkins, to eat, and I love that kind of energy, and also preparing stews and just having that, gorgeous, warming, lovely kind of energy and being more indoors. And especially, I think in summer, sometimes I feel a bit guilty if I'm indoors because the weather is so nice. You're supposed to be outside. And now it's just like, it's okay to be indoors, wrapped up, cozy. It's that kind of beautiful, beautiful time. And yeah, I can't wait for the first snow.
I'm hoping that we don't get too much snow because the UK does not deal with snow very well at all. But yeah, I totally get when you're describing that. I'm just like going, yes, cozying up by the fire, as you say, that warm glow of candles. It's exactly that allowing, giving yourself permission to just start to almost that sort of first step of hibernation. You're not hibernated, but you're sort of just taking that time and space to just say it's okay to cozy up on the sofa and watch a Christmas movie because they've started here in the UK. And yes, I put my hand up and go, I watched one yesterday and it made me happy. Yes, it did. And I have no qualms about it. I give myself permission. I was tired and I just thought I'm going to crash out here. And I turned on the screen and I thought, right, I'm watching the Christmas movie. So I think sort of it is about that, about allowing that sort of space and that time of just gently nurturing, as you say, letting go, but at the same time, just slowing down and gently taking sort of nourishing and self-care in a more cozier way. And I think that we also, I think this time of the year, I don't know about you, Caroline, maybe it's the empath in me, but I like being on my own for a little bit, sort of that sort of alone time.
Absolutely.
Just as sort of like, now I'm down in my summer house, I'm hiding away from my husband and the dog for a bit just to get some headspace for myself. I think there's a lot about it. I mean, you mentioned about the harvest this time of year. Here in the UK we and elsewhere who celebrate Halloween, you've got that has just happened. Here in the UK today, we have this Guy Fawkes Day. So there's a lot of fireworks and stuff going on. I'm not a big lover. I like a firework display, but I don't like the individual people letting them off because,
Crackers and everything.
yeah, and the dog doesn't like it, and I'm not that fond on it, but that's part of this year or this time of year. I mean, obviously, as well, this month in America, we're heading into Thanksgiving. So that's another thing. So there's little markers to celebrate through the seasons, aren't there? And I think it's
Absolutely.
important that we also use those as a marker to celebrate in our own way. So as you
Yeah,
said,
and
sorry, go on ahead.
especially, giving thanks, giving thanks to the earth, being grateful for all that the year has already brought. And of course, we're moving towards the end of the year as well. And I love, it's just a gorgeous, cozy time, like you said. And I think for me, it's sort of stepping away from the busyness and giving yourself permission to be. And autumn is sort of all about the wild woman, the enchantress, the water element, and we're moving now into the wise woman, the earthy energy, and that's and sometimes I feel like a bear. You know, I am sort of ready to go and hibernate in my cave and just sleep through winter, and this is just that coziness, that allowing, and especially self-care is especially important. You know, it's busy, it can be busy for many, especially when you have children and all the celebrations, and then preparing, of course, for the holiday season and all that. But autumn, embracing the beauty of autumn, and I think embracing all seasons, all parts of your life,
Exactly.
all of you, and celebrate and be grateful for yourself, for what you can bring to the world. I think it's also a time for reflection, isn't it?
Yes, definitely a time for reflection. I was just thinking as well, celebrations. There's Diwali is this time of year as well, the celebration of lights. When we lived in Asia, it was always a lovely thing to start to see all of the extra lights. And even like as we come into the Christmas period, we start to see a lot more lights being turned on and Christmas trees and put up around the place. And it just makes you feel that in this darkness, because it's dark here by 5 o'clock, where it, and you just go, oh, I don't want to be out. By 7 o'clock, I'm thinking it's bedtime. I just not loving the long dark winters, the nights. But when you see the lights, so even if I go out for a little dog walk and it's starting to get dark, people start to put their house lights on. And I love to see that, because then it's sort of that little bits of brightness as you walk through the darkness, and that makes me feel good as well. And it's a bit, again, from a spiritual perspective, us letting our light shine into the world. And even this time of the year, when we come into the dark season, well, here in the Northern Hemisphere, that you really are looking after yourself, that you shine. And doing stuff that we've talked about this before, the little bits of joy that make you sparkle. And I think that's really at this time of the year as well, as like that, just being kind and just doing things that make you feel good. Because it does, as we have said before, it ripples out, it impacts other people's lives when you are that little light shining in the darkness.
It is, and it's that nurturing, you know. I feel, even having a hot cocoa and all these kind of lovely nurturing things you can do, and having a wrap it up, feeling cozy, and taking that time, and releasing feeling guilty. I mean, like you yesterday, I don't know, I haven't checked out what there was energy-wise, but it was quite intense, and I didn't sleep well because the dog had to go out several times at night with the dog, and then I just said, oh, you know what? Like you, I just lie on the sofa, wrapped up, and then I watching movie, and I felt sort of, I'm just too tired. I need that, you know, and putting myself first is always still a bit hard, you know, even though I've come a long way. But I just knew I needed that downtime, that recharge, that blanket time, that self-nurturing. So I am ready for today. And it's I think it's the same in autumn here. I think now the sun is coming out a little, you know, we have those really gray, rainy, wet days, and then all of a sudden sun comes out, and it's just like, oh, beautiful. And allowing ourselves that really sunny days and that sort of rainy days as well. And And yeah, going with the flow and going inwards. I think it's that time to go within and do your inner healing, reconnect with who you are, how far you've come, maybe even looking back, beginning of the year or at spring, where you were, what you were doing, and what seeds you were planting or projects you started, and then now looking back, sort of, yeah, the fruits you could harvest and how far you've come. And yeah, we always talk about detours, and that's okay too. Maybe we planted seeds and we completely went on a different route, and that's perfect anyway. But yeah, that time to go inwards. And like you said, I just love my me time, being at home and yeah, doing what really lights me up. I am not sure. Ah, you're back here. Good.
Yeah, the me time is very important. I think we're just sort of like it is that time you just want to wrap yourself up and if you feel like that, there's you need to take that time.
Yeah.
You need to
We
take.
give you permission.
Oh yes, we do. Absolutely.
And you can write your own permission slip. I, your name, give you, your name, permission to just rest and be.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anything else on autumn preparing for winter?
No, I think it's just a nice period, as you say, between maybe the busyness and the activities of the summer to then sometimes sort of the winter season is, we think of it very much as a wintering time of pause as well. But with the holiday season, it can also be very busy. It can be a very busy time. I know December in our household is always very busy. So for me, this interim period is a good time for me to recharge, to just rest, so that I'm ready to be able to deal with that. Because if I'm not rested, I don't cope very well when it suddenly gets busy with family commitments and travel and entertaining and all of that gets just too much for me. So right now, I know that I need to look after myself and just, and I think it was also as well, we come into the winter months, we also get from this time onwards, we start to get there's a lot more sicknesses around. So just again, taking care of yourself and nurturing yourself and nourishing yourself so that you do keep fit to be able to, avoid certain illnesses. That's also important. So yeah, the more you can take care of yourself in this period, it's much better for you.
Yeah, and learning to listen to yourself, rest when needed. And yeah, that's important because sometimes we think, okay, we can just do this thing or that thing or so, and then it was just too much. But it's all learning by experience, right? So
Absolutely.
let us know what's your favorite autumn fall topic or thing you do, you love about autumn. We always love to hear from you. And yeah, hope we gave you some ideas to prepare for the winter or enjoy this quiet you time more right now.
Absolutely. My favorite thing right now is apple cinnamon cake.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Oh, I wish I lived next door and could come over.
Too, Caroline. I have to say, I the weekend I made an apple and blackberry crumble, and I have to make another Christmas cake ready for the Christmas season, but I will make an apple and cinnamon cake because I have to say, this time of year with a cup of tea.
Yeah, it's really absolutely great. Thank you so much for being with us, and see you again next week with another topic.
See you. Love and light blessings.